Since the early 20th century, Montana's Glacier National Park has attracted visitors to the majestic beauty of its peaks and valleys. But today's visitor is witnessing a rapidly changing landscape. Dan Fagery is an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, the government's Earth and Biological Science organization.
The namesake glaciers for Glacier Park have been disappearing rapidly, especially in the last several decades. These glaciers, which numbered about 150 when the park was first formed, are now less than 27. And even the largest ones are probably only a quarter of their size, less than 25% perhaps.
More than 7,000 years ago, glaciers 900 to 1,500 meters thick covered this landscape. The constant ice flow carved out these jagged peaks and deep valleys. Now, Dan Fagery says, the remaining glaciers are melting at an alarming rate. He blames global warming.
So one glacier by itself cannot invoke climate change, but when you have all the glaciers in almost all the mountain ranges of the entire globe responding the same way, then you know that you have a global phenomenon, and in this case, the glaciers are responding to warming.
Fagery says if the current melting trend continues, all of the glaciers will be gone within 20 years.
And just below the clouds is Salamander Glacier, and it's the long, thin, slightly dirty glacier up there with the waterfall pouring off of that. And that used to be joined to Grinnell Glacier, which was much larger, and it came all the way down to the top of the Double Waterfalls, where it was 1,000 feet high when it was discovered in 1887.
This is grizzly bear country. Surprising one along the trail can be a fatal mistake. Hikers often make noise to let the bears know they are in the area. Today, Glacier National Park is a stunningly rich ecosystem with a myriad of unique plants and animals. That could change if the glaciers and dense winter snowpack disappear.
Climate change affects a lot more than just glaciers and streams. It also affects our forests. In the background here, you can see the large swaths where snow avalanches have carved out gaps in the forest. And what grows in those gaps, all the forbs and everything, are what bears eat and what other organisms eat, marmots and birds and a whole host of organisms that would not be able to forage in the dense forest.
The water supply that feeds this mountain ecosystem is drying up, which is what happened to this dry creek bed. Some of these high-altitude lakes are rich with bull trout, a hardy species that can only survive in the cold glacial waters. Their habitat is also in danger. Scientists say change has always been a part of life on Earth, and many species have survived dramatic change over thousands of years. But Dan Fagery says this time will be different.
What's different now is that we have got these national parks that are these protected areas that are changing fairly rapidly in many cases, but the organisms don't have anywhere else to go. The landscapes outside these national parks are in many cases converted to other uses by humans. And so this is the first time that there hasn't been a natural way for them to adjust to climate change by moving elsewhere. There's no elsewhere to move to.
Fagery believes in the long run the Earth will adapt to climate change. As for the U.S. national parks, they will probably survive, but their landscapes and wildlife will not be the same as before. In Montana's Glacier National Park, Jeff Swikord, VOA News.